We are here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of 2D Podcast.
Nothing brings me more joy than this.
New season. Season 8. We're going to hit big 75. Inching closer to episode 100. What elk will we have at the end of this season?
That's a good question.
It's up to you guys. Big day. We're excited. You're excited. Let's fucking get it, baby.
Hey.
I've been waiting for this for 2 weeks.
Let it rip, season 8.
Hey. We fucking made it. Do you think we were gonna slack? Of course not. Just gotta get that 1 week break.
Nah, can't be that.
We don't slack.
We don't fuck around. We don't play games. We're here back again every Friday as usual.
And now back to beer, cause that Henny though was fucking wild. I don't even remember the last 30 minutes of the fucking podcast. My girl fucking tells me, oh, like I was laughing about the windows breaking, and I'm like,
yeah, because he was in the window. Nah, you left the window.
I was out the window.
Yeah, no, I was even in the window. I did pretty well handling myself.
I was surprised.
Honestly, I did very well. Like to the end of the episode and after, like I was okay.
I went straight to the bathroom and stuck my fucking fingers in my throat.
Really? I was not near
that
state.
This is what I've learned from doing this podcast. Is I can handle a half a bottle. I'm fine. I can get it done. Especially the way we do it. Two shots at the beginning. And the way it worked out this past time was one cup of a mixed drink and one more shot. Like, when you think about it like that. Granted, they were fucking strong, but like when you think about it like that,
drinks were heavy. Yeah.
It wasn't really that much drink. Well, it was one full cup, and we had a quarter cup mixed drink, mostly Coke.
Yeah, just bloating. Yeah, no, you got to get it out of you. I understand.
But that's what I'm saying.
That.
That's what I've learned is like I could do it, but the next morning I just feel so shitty. Like I just feel so bad. Like the hangover, and I know for a fact that the Hennessy hangover would have been horrible. But if I yak it all out after the episode, then I'm not gonna get any more drunk. I'm only gonna get less drunk from then. Because if you keep it in your stomach, you're gonna keep processing it, and I would have probably gotten even more hammered. Let's crack these. This is Paul's selection.
Just for reference, this is actually my favorite Polish beer. I don't know if I mentioned on the Zhivietz episode where we did the Polish beer that I had a different choice, but I started drinking this recently. Usually post training at EFA.
Can't tell their cans.
So no maybe problems. It's just my favorite beer because I always have it after training, but and for anyone who doesn't know, that's the best time to have a beer.
Ooh. This is quality. Great way to start off this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good beer. I enjoy it. Nothing.
Pretty smooth.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What's the percent on this beer?
5.4.
5.4. Not bad. All right, man. It's good.
Well, I like this. I like my Castella.
Mine's locked in.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 7.8.
Ooh, you went a little bit jumpy on it.
Not that I'm.
I was thinking 7.4 or 7.5.
Not that I'm. I don't think that was a biased score.
I realize it comes from your home fucking country.
No, look at my Zhivietz score, man.
Ugh, I have to go to the Excel sheet.
That was.
It's on a different sheet now.
Oh.
7.4. I mean, a 7.6 rating for this beer overall. I don't have a bias.
Maybe a little bit, but my evidence being that the other one isn't. Look up
Z Y. I gave it a fucking 7-1.
Yeah.
And you gave it a 7-6. I think this is way better than Zubets.
Yeah, well, the overall averages is out. So this is better than Zubets, or however the fuck you say it.
Yeah.
I think the it comes in a 4-pack, interestingly enough.
You know how much one of those costs?
A 4-pack?
Yeah.
No.
$6.
Six? I was going to say 9.
$6 for that. Some place you can get it for 5.
Wow.
It's a good deal for 1 pint. For 4 pints.
Mm.
For $6? Even $6? I mean, come on. What
you
is that?
No, you can't beat that.
That's $1.50 a pint.
Not even.
Yes, yeah, $6. Yeah, no, exactly. $1.50 a pint.
Quick maths. Wow. Well, you guys can't see this, but I've remodeled my room. It's not done yet.
The studio has been remodeled.
The studio has. I felt like it's time to grow up. And Paul, you mentioned it when you recognized it as soon as you walked in, but I didn't really ask you about it. I kind of wanted to save this for this. So my whole thing, actually, let me ask you first. How do you feel about it? And just mind you, this type of shelf is going to be there and there, but along that wall is brick, so I couldn't drill into it. I need to get a new drill, like drill bit, and concrete anchors. So that's why those holes are over there. There's going to be one above there and then one in the middle of my bed. So what do you think about...
I like these shelves right here.
They're tough.
For floating. Anyone who doesn't know, it's just like a flat slab.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden slab.
No brace underneath. It's inside, so it looks like it's floating. Shout out IKEA and Raymore Flanagan.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks clean. I told him as soon as I walked in here, it looks clean in here.
Yeah, that was the first... He said it looked clean before he said, oh, you got new furniture.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So my thing is that it was kind of like I brought my dorm room. And if anyone remembers my dorm, it's very college dormy. You know, you got the posters. Every single space on the wall is filled with a poster, a picture, a scarf, some sort of decoration. And this room was a little bigger, so I actually combined it with stuff that I took from home.
Yeah.
All my furniture I took from home, other paint, pictures and stuff like that. But I felt like it's just young. Like, it's a very, like, I don't want to say
you're
just
growing up, man.
Just, I'm growing up. I want to feel grown up. I want to have a grown up room. And I feel like this is more it. Nice furniture. It gives me a lot more storage space. And once it's done, things will be a little less
crowded.
How
much did all this cost?
That's what I was going to ask you. How much do you think that drawer, that nightstand, and that chest cost?
God, it's got to be calculated on an inflated market, right?
I mean, I guess. That's the world we live in nowadays.
Let's say, like, $600. Really? More than that?
Bruh. You think this shit was $600? All of these were bought at Raymore and Flanagan. They're not cheap-ass IKEA bullshit. Oh, this is real.
I can't tell. I don't know my
furniture. $2,200.
Wow.
And I almost got a fucking new bed frame with a nice, like, headrest that's, like, storage and it has outlets in it. Really, really cool. That would have brought it up to $3,100.
Why didn't you do that?
Because the one that I wanted was only available in queen and king size beds, and I have a full.
You don't want to invest in a queen?
Dude, guess how much this mattress cost?
How much?
$1,300. It's a purple mattress, bro. There ain't nothing fucking cheap about this room now. It's straight bougie. If you guys don't have a purple mattress and you're interested in buying a new mattress, get the fucking purple mattress.
For reference, I've slept on a twin my whole life. So when I move out, I'm getting a king, dude. Nothing less.
But I had this for my... I had the purple mattress in my college dorm because that's what fit. If you get a queen in a college dorm room, even if... Like, I lived in an apartment, but the apartment was... The rooms were small.
Big,
If I got a queen, it would take up half the room. But no, obviously I want a queen, or I want a king size bed. The next upgrade I'm gonna get, it's gonna be, it has to be a king. But I want that to happen in my next house.
Yeah.
Which may happen at the end of this lease, which is one more year from now, about 11 months.
Wow.
Me and Juan got some things to talk about. We've talked about it before, but we have two different ideas. First, he wants to, like, live in a house with, like, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, him, his brother, his friend, me. And, like, all go. And that, like, financially, it makes sense. Yeah. And, like, that's a smart decision. But for me, I'm over
roommates. You're ahead of that. Yeah.
It's not even financially, like, I want to save money. Like, I still want to save money. And it's not like, I don't know if I want to.
I'll tell you what it is.
I'm over having roommates.
I'll tell you what it is. You have a fucking standard, what you'd call a 9-to-5. I know yours isn't exactly 9-to-5, but you have
7 to 3:30. And this past couple weeks, it's been fucking 6 to 3:30. Yeah.
So like, you don't want to be on a with room like a bunch of roommates on a completely different schedule who fucking stay up till whatever fucking time.
No, you know? Exactly. And that's the thing that's happening,
like,
right now.
You gotta,
like,
chill. You wanna chill out, like,
exactly.
And, like, go to sleep kinda early. And
yeah, that's what's happening right now. Me and Juan are literally on opposite work schedules Tuesday through Saturday. Juan works from 3 to 11. Let me start with me. I work from 7 to 3:30 and he works from 3 to 11. So I don't see him at all. And when he comes home, he wants to come home and vibe.
Yeah.
You know, so he puts on the TV, chills outside, he has his friends over, and, like, I'm going to bed. Like, I'm in bed trying to sleep. And, like, he's respectful, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like he's out there blasting music, and if he is, I text him, hey, can you turn the music down, and he does. But, like, that's not even, like, the worst part for me. And, like, the worst part for me is, like, picking up after them. And they clean every once, but, like, I'm a very particular person when it comes to organization and how I like things set up. Like, you see my room, it's organized. Yeah. Like, I have a big pile of clothes on the floor, but it's organized.
Normally it's not like
that. Yeah, normally I don't have that. Like, I fold my laundry. Yeah, you know. But
if, like, you go in there,
it's a fucking
tornado.
And it's just like, they'll clean, but they won't clean well. Yeah. And then sometimes I'll have to clean again.
Yeah.
Like, do the same thing twice. And that's just kind of, like, the biggest thing for me is that I kind of just want my own space.
Yeah.
You know?
And not to mention, like, nothing against, like, Juan's younger brother or anything, but, like, they're younger, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
Everyone likes to, you know, like, they want to go out, live life, do all that shit. It's like, they're going to have people over all the time and, like,
yeah, I'm like, I'm not mad about it, but it's like sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah, so, like, you when you gotta be up fucking early, it's like, you don't wanna do that.
Like, sometimes I'll have, like, a long, long day at work, and I just wanna come home, shower, and relax and quiet. And as soon as I open the door, the fucking music is banging, there's fucking 5 people in my house, in the living room, and I'm like, I feel like a shithead just walking straight into my room and closing the door and, like, not hanging out with them.
Yeah.
I feel like and if Juan's not here especially, I feel, like, obligated
to
go out and, like, hang out with them. And sometimes a lot of the times I don't. Like, I'll just chill in my room, whatever. I don't give a shit, but I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
You know? Because like, I said hi and then
you go into the room. But you don't want to have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, it makes sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you also kind of want to, not to say that you want to grow up, like, you want to move on to, like, another chapter in your life, where it's like, I mean, in a couple years, you're not going to be living with your friends.
No, you know? Exactly. Like, but you know what else is a good part of growing up?
What?
Traveling the world.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, but
I think so. I think it's important as you grow up that you have to go see
the
world.
Because if
you're stuck in a bubble your whole life, then you don't really know how the world works and, like, all the different types of people out there and types of environments. Like, back in my hometown, Bucks County, I lived in a bubble, dude. I lived in a straight bubble. bubble. Holy fuck. And I didn't... I always heard it, right? Everyone always said it. But you don't really realize it until you actually live somewhere for a while. Like, when I tell you, my high school had about 600 or 700 people in it in total. Maybe a little light. Maybe 800. And there were 3 black people at my high school, like, amongst all grades.
Yeah.
And teachers, mind you. Well, teachers maybe 5, but still, like... Like, yeah, it's not a lot. And then I go to NJIT, and, like...
It's, like,
most
so
of the most of the community is African-American. Like, it's, like...
Not most... Well, the surrounding
community. The surrounding community is what I said. And even, NJIT.
Like, the student body is, like... I mean, talk about, like...
Extremely diverse. They're cultures, mostly Asian and Indian people.
Yeah. Like, you're not used to that.
The only white kids you really see are on the sports teams. You don't see a random white person going to NJIT that much. Yeah. That's, like, the minority
at NJIT. You see it, but...
But that's the minority is what I'm trying to say. Like, it was a complete flip flop for me. But you take it a step further, and not just going to different places in America, you take a step further and you say, okay, now let's take a look at different types of people and environments and cultures in other countries, it's completely different than America. And if you're just caught up in this bubble, then, you know, you think you're living the best life because that's all you know. But you don't know. And even at that, you don't have an appreciation for what you have compared to other parts of the world. You know what I'm saying? You take for granted some of these small things that you think are just basic necessities. But if you go to I've never been there, but if you go to Ghana, right, you're not going to have all the same opportunities and but
let's also be honest, like, here. I don't plan on going there, like...
I throw Ghana under the bus, but shout out MG9.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have no plans on going there. But specifically, I think it's important because...
I meant to say Haiti.
Oh, well, it's whatever.
Same thing. I was trying to figure it out, and then I just split it out.
I wouldn't go there anyway.
Yeah. Earthquakes.
Well, that, but also just the population.
Damn, remember when that shit happened?
Yeah, dude.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah, that's... What was that? Fucking 2011?
Let's find out.
I'd be surprised if I got that right. But I was going to say that, like, it's important to see, like, meet people from another, like, completely different culture, you know? Because different countries have...
2010. That's a minute ago.
Yeah, I remember that like it was fucking yesterday. But no, it's important to meet people from completely different cultures and backgrounds, especially your age. When you meet... And maybe even make friends with people who didn't grow up like you. I mean, it's a different, like, completely different fucking culture. Mm. And the things they do there, it kind of blows you away. How many countries have you been to in total?
5, if you want to count the Virgin Islands.
Okay, yeah.
'Cause I went to St. Thomas.
You could count that, yeah.
So yeah. I went to England, Scotland twice, Germany, and Holland. And then also St. Thomas, if you want to count it. Which I do. I would.
Yeah, count it, because it's different. Yeah. Yeah, I would count that. I've been to, like...
I haven't been anywhere else.
I think I've been to 17.
I've been to England twice, too, sorry.
Yeah.
17?
Yeah. 16 or 17.
Well, when you were living in Poland, did you, what, bounce around or what?
Well, I didn't, like temporarily when I was there, no. Because when I went for soccer, no.
You were just
But, like, when I went with my family, yeah.
17?
Yeah, I've been to, Canada.
Boo.
I'll start with...
Oh, I've been to Mexico, so 6.
Yeah, so Canada, I've never been to Mexico. Jamaica, Bahamas, that's on this side of the globe. And then Northern Ireland, Ireland, Germany, Italy, Poland, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece.
I'm not counting.
Lithuania.
You guys can count.
Slovakia. I said Germany, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought I did. Germany. Denmark. Switzerland. I think I'm missing one.
Or two. Whatever, but that's still a lot. Were you there, like...
Some of those were like an hour. Some of those were a day.
Okay, how can you count that though?
What?
How can you count?
Because when I was on my cruise.
Oh.
You go there. So you spend the day there. You stay on the. You go out and do something for a day.
How many cruises have you been on?
Just one.
Did you see on that cruise?
So I started in Venice. Then I went to Croatia. Then Montenegro. Then Greece. Did I say... I might have missed Greece.
You said Greece. Oh.
Greece, and then... it was just Italy. It was like...
So four in one cruise.
Yeah, four in one cruise. Which was fire. That was a fun experience. But yeah, I think one of the most enlightening experiences was probably... Germany, when I went... At the end of my junior year of high school. For an exchange program. So like, yeah. Exchange, you get one person. They live at your house for 2 to 3 weeks.
And you live at theirs.
And you live at theirs. And I lived there like for like 2.5 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And I was, you basically just hang out with another group of fucking kids.
Yeah, right?
Your age. Probably for 2.5 weeks. Right? Well, like just whoever they, I mean, not all of them were in the same friend group, but like it becomes a friend group and like you just all like, do shit together every single day.
Was it a bunch of exchange students or was you and the Germans?
No. Like it was a group of Americans and it was a group of Germans.
Oh, okay.
That's how it worked. So I went, it was, so you have to think like every day it was like a function. Mm-hmm. We're doing something.
That's crazy.
That was actually the first time I ever like got drunk in my life or drank. Like,
wow. Really, really,
on there that trip. But that was a fire trip. I mean, you just hang out with people who grew up completely different than you did, you know?
Wow.
And you experience like another country in a different way.
Yeah, I think
you go to school. You fucking literally go to school.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I sat in classes. I was just blown away by their fucking English class, like their English classes. They're literally doing like grammar that you would do in like 5th or 6th grade, like and the class is all taught in English. They don't speak any German in the fucking class.
Wow. Maybe they did that just for you.
Nah, they all speak fucking great English. They all speak fluent. Most of them are fluent.
Wow.
All Germans, literally, you try to say something in German to them, they'll respond in English, and they'll just speak in English. Yeah, they all speak English, no problem. Over there, like, being...
That's what's so dumb about, like, America, I feel like. All these other countries make sure they teach... Like, the big countries make sure they teach English to their kids as well as their... Well,
that's because also, like, English is, like, the pinnacle language of the world.
I feel like it should be more forced upon here. One of my biggest regrets through high school is dropping out of Spanish class my sophomore year.
Yeah, I wish I learned Spanish.
Because I felt like Spanish. I wasn't going to ever need it. And now I feel like it's the one thing missing from my life.
Yeah, no, Spanish.
My girlfriend speaks Spanish. Everyone at my work speaks Spanish. A lot of kids on the soccer team speak Spanish. I had my first semester of college. My 3 roommates were all from Spain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just such a big L for me. So, you know, if it's not Spanish, you know, I don't really care, but I feel like all kids should learn a second language.
Yeah, I took Italian, which is bullshit, and then I took German. Well, obviously, because that's why I went to Germany. I speak fluent Polish, right? That's the one thing. But, that's all, like, I'm also surrounded, like, my family's Polish, right? That's kind of obvious. But I wish I took Spanish. I always wish I did because I feel like that would be the most useful one to learn.
Spanish for sure is the most useful.
When I grew up until 8th grade, I had no choice but to take Italian. That's the only thing they offered.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my Catholic school. And then when I went to high school, though... We had a choice between Italian, Spanish, German, and French. And I took German because my brother took German. Yes. And I don't regret it because of the experience I had in Germany, but my friends, like my close friends, all went to Spain. That was like a fucking apparently a fun trip.
We only had Spanish, English. Jesus, I'm retarded. Spanish, French, and German in middle school. And then in high school, all those three, but you could also take Latin.
Well, we were required to take Latin in high school.
What?
Our freshman year, yeah. I took it to terrible. My brother did 4 years, took AP Latin.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, you're not going to use it, though, you know?
I mean, it's useful for,
actually,
like...
Actually, you say that, and the CEO of my company started speaking Latin the other day.
It's useful, apparently. Like, it helps with, I know that it was good for... You know who's really good at Latin, too? Luke Smith.
Really?
Yeah, because Portuguese
and
Latin...
Shout out, Luke.
Portuguese helps a lot with Latin. And then... But I think it's good for, like, the SAT and stuff, for vocabulary. You know, for the English section. It helps with, knowing vocabulary words.
Yeah, it does, but in my life now, I don't need to know vocabulary.
Well, now it doesn't. I'm just saying it was useful there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's useful.
School.
It's not like anything. We had to take Latin, and then your second year, you pick a language, right? Your sophomore year of high school. So, like, you could also supplement it with Latin. I didn't do it. I gave it up. But I think, I don't think it's necessarily useless. But yeah, if I could go back, maybe I would take Spanish.
Yeah.
Just because, and try to learn it.
I want to travel to Spain.
Oh, I want to. I gotta go to, I just want to go to Spain. I want to go to, like, Ibiza, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a trip.
Why would you say it like that?
What?
Like you're from Barcelona or some shit.
No, because that's how you, like,
it's
everyone
Ibiza.
Says it. Everyone's,
it's Ibiza.
Everyone's,
I have never once in my life, until you just fucking said it, heard Ibiza. It's Ibiza. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, it's not.
He doesn't say, I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, but that's how everyone says it here. But then when I talk to all the Europeans I talk to, like, not just fucking Spaniards, like, everyone says Ibiza. Or, like, Ibiza. Even in England, they say Ibiza.
Whack.
I mean,
I think England, out of all the places I traveled, is by far the worst.
Yeah, but you also, like, you can't say that.
I can say that,
because,
I'll tell you why.
Like, I feel like you just, like, granted, you went for, like, what, your sister's wedding, right?
I went there on three.
Did you go to London with your friends?
No.
Apparently, London's one of the funnest spots to go out.
Okay, so I'll put some context into it. The first time I went to England, it was a trip to both England and Scotland that my choir took. The way that my school worked.
Oh, well.
No, it was still a great time, don't get me wrong, but I like the Scotland portion way better.
I heard Scotland's nice.
Scotland is beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it there. Let me finish this. So, first time I went to England was, again, school trip for choir. The way that it works is we have choir, band, and the orchestra. Each year, one group goes to a country for a week to travel around, play, and shit like that. So, one year it's choir, next year it's orchestra, next year it's band, next year it's break. Like, it's, like, nobody goes. So that at least once during your high school career, you go as you have the potential to go on the trip.
Yeah.
You cannot go because you got to pay for it, but everyone goes because Bucks County is affluent and all their parents pay for it. Regardless, so the first time I went was for that, and it was a good time. Like, I traveled around, we sang in these amazing cathedrals. But, like, it's just like I went to London, bro. Big Ben, not that big. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the draw, though.
Yeah, but it's so underwhelming. Like, you hear that, you know, London, Big Ben, and the fucking Eye or whatever. Like,
the Ferris wheel, the London
Eye. Like, these are the big attractions. And you go there, and, like, we pass, and they're like, that's the Big Ben. And, like, I look at it, I'm like,
it's not
really?
So
like, it's like, in movies, it looks way more
That's also because things are underwhelming for us because, I mean, well, not maybe not for you from Bucks County, but, like, for me. I mean, I go to cities and it's like, I mean, it's cool to see, like, the different cities, but like I've had New York City in my view, and I've been there since I was a little kid. Times. Like
I get that, but it's underwhelming. Like, when I went there, like even the cities, like they weren't that pretty. Like,
well, in England, really, yeah,
in England, it was like run down.
You go to other countries, I mean, some of these fucking cities. Yeah, but I'm just saying,
I know, but I'm just saying, England in the places I've been. The second time I went, and at that point I was 16 or 17, maybe. But, so I couldn't really do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like we went out. You know, we had room checks every night. You know, nothing was going to happen. So it's not like we were going off or anything crazy. Imagine we had
room checks at NGIT.
But I was with, right? but I went, like, with my friends, and it was fun to experience it. But I like the Scotland portion better. Regardless, the second time I went to England was for my sister's wedding. I went to Bath. It was bad. I didn't like the city layout. Like, just it was cool, but like
it's a good time. You don't go to England for beauty.
Like. Yeah, like it wasn't that. It was just I just didn't like it. What I liked better was Scotland. The first time I went to Scotland was when I was in middle school. I was part of Olympic Development Program, ODP, for Eastern Pennsylvania, and we took a trip down there. Fucking amazing. We trained with the Rangers. We played against the Rangers. We played against Celtic. We played against a few other teams I can't remember. Got waxed by all of them except for one. But like, bro, like we were U14 or 15 playing against their U11 and 12 teams, and we were getting dogged 7-8-0.
Bro, they're unbelievable. On my trip, like, to Northern Ireland, I played in the Milk Cup, which has had some big players playing it, like Rashford, Rooney, Garrett, like all these big people have played at the Milk Cup, or the Super NI Cup, now it's called Super Northern Ireland Cup. So I went U17. Two of the guys on my team, by the way, are in the MLS now, but both got drafted this year. But that, like, we watched the younger team play against Rangers. Rangers got two red cards in the first 20 minutes, right? Our younger team, it was the semifinal. Our younger team ended up winning 2-0. Dude, Rangers had 9 guys and were fucking killing them.
That's what I'm saying.
They were killing them. They just couldn't score. And our team scored 2 fucking goals and won. That was it. Fucking, dude, those guys over there, man, if you go to Europe, and you see these dudes play, I mean, it's fucking...
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think my favorite place that I went to... I went to St. Thomas with my family, and it was a great time. But it's really just, like, beaches. Like tropical types. And I don't remember Mexico really at all. I remember bits and pieces, but I was really young when we went.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I didn't remember it because I was fucked up the whole time.
I was really young. But I liked... So I like that, but again, I was with my family, so family vacations is like a different vibe. Yeah,
although my cruise was with the family.
I went to Germany. So I played club soccer at Princeton Soccer Association, PSA, my last 3 years of high school. And my junior year, I believe, my junior year of high school, we took a trip to Germany and Holland to play teams over there and train over there. That's when we... trained with Schalke. We trained like at their facilities, like the main facilities. Yeah. Schalke, Ajax, Borussia Mönchengladbach. We watched some games down there. One of the sickest memories that I had down there. Then I got a funny story, but like one of the coolest thing, like the whole team and the coaches went to this pool house, bunch of billiards tables, and the coach bought us all beers, and that's to my memory. Was like one of the first times, if not the first time, I ever had beer. And like everyone was happy, we were all playing pool.
In Germany, you know,
it was like, the drinking age over there is fucking 14.
No, to have a. No, so.
It's 14 if you have a parent, it's 16 normally.
16 to drink beer, 18 for hard liquor, but no one gives a shit. They feed the fucking kids like fucking beer, no problem.
Exactly, it's crazy.
And I mean, that's partially also why, like, we fucking had a good time too. I mean, it's like drinking every day.
Exactly. But so funny story. So we're playing in this game, right? Against the Mönchengladbach youth team. Now, the people in Germany thought we were, you know, stupid Americans. We suck. When we were 17, we were playing against their, like, 14, 15-year-olds. We were dogging them. Because at that age, we're just bigger than them. We were the ones winning, you know, six. I scored that game. They took me out of the goal. I played striker, and I literally scored. Crazy. I'm literally just remembering that now. Anyway, chipped the fucking goalkeeper from, like, 25, 30 out. Whatever. So, after that game, we're all leaving the field, and, like, there's a bunch of, like, people there and shit like that. And there's these two girls, right? And, like, everyone's taking pictures, and they want to get pictures with us. Like, two German girls that were just coming to the game. Probably one of the other kids, like, sisters or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, one of them starts macking, right, on the team, gets her number, and we all go back to the hotel that we're staying at, right? And, like, we're all in the room with the kid, and he's, like, texting her, getting her to, like, come over and shit. Mind you, this kid allegedly is a virgin, as he told us, right? So he's telling her to come over. She gets on, like, a fucking train, travels, like, an hour and a half to come. They go in their room, and they do the thing. They do their thing, right? And now, there's balconies. There's balconies, right? So we got guys climbing over balconies, hooting and hollering, fucking, let's go, rah! Like, whatever. So they're in there for a minute, right? Comes out, she leaves. First thing this kid's fucking says is like, dude, sex makes you fucking hungry, dude. I need to fucking eat. And he orders a pizza, gets it, bro. This kid deadass lost his virginity in Germany to a German girl that he met 3 hours prior.
That's fire. That's a fire.
And there's a German kid on our team, like, from Germany, speaks fluent German, and he didn't pull. The fucking...
Yeah, but, like, Germans... I'll tell you this, okay? So when we... So imagine this. Imagine Americans, group of 20 American dudes, get tossed into a co-ed German school, right? You have to understand, dude, like, this is, because there depends on the country what they think of Americans. Like, in Poland, they fucking hate America. Like, the at really? Least, like, a lot of people don't like him. Like, they could even tell I'm American, like, from,
yeah,
visibly.
Yeah.
In Germany, you're a fucking celebrity, dude. I was in that high school. You know how many times girls came up to me? They're like, oh, you're one of the, like, Americans, right? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, welcome to Germany. Like, if you ever want, like, you know, like, here's my Snapchat. Like,
yeah.
Dude, for those 2 weeks that I was in that high school.
King.
I actually felt like a celebrity, like a king. Like, dude, people were, even the fucking, like, the dudes were cool as fuck to you. Like, they all were, like, chatting. Like, they would all want to talk to me and stuff. It was crazy. It was actually nuts. Like, how you get treated there.
Yeah.
They fucking love Americans. Literally, all those girls were, like, ready to fucking, like...
Mm.
They wanted Americans, dude. They love Americans. Like, I mean, I could say this freely. Like, I got with a girl from Germany. Fucking, like, I mean, it was, like, easy, you know?
Yeah, just because you're from America.
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard that, though, before, that in other countries they like Americans, but I also know that some that they don't.
It's like, it depends. I know in Spain, they're not, like,
definitely fans. Not. Yeah.
Fans of American guys.
But I heard Spanish guys, Spanish guys are very...
No, Spanish guys are very, like...
You know, posh.
Yeah.
Think highly of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I think we spoke to Rossi about it.
Yeah.
You know? When he was on here.
Rossi, like, I feel like...
He talks shit about his country, but he belongs in the U.S.
Yeah.
He belongs. We tried to transition him. No, if you hear him talk, like, he kind of has like a lesser, like, he doesn't have as strong of an accent. Like, he does. I haven't
talked to the man's in a minute. He doesn't, but when I was there.
No, he doesn't have that thick of an accent anymore.
Like, I mean, bro, as soon as he speaks,
you could tell, but I'm saying, like, I mean, Jose's been in the U.S. now, I mean, 3 fucking years, and Rossi has less of an accent than him. And Rossi came here not speaking a lick of English, you know?
Really?
Yeah, when he came to Felician,
he was saying he barely... Yeah. He said he barely spoke English,
like, he was different, you know? And then, like, he started rooming with JJ sophomore year, and, like, you know, you're not gonna speak fucking Spanish to him, even though JJ lived there, you know? And I guess he kind of—I don't know—he's got, but he talks shit about like Spanish dudes. I mean, there's a lot of countries where the dudes will hate Americans, but the girls like—I mean, it's their fucking passport to like our like citizenship, you know?
Yeah.
That's also another thing. I mean, you go to South America, man. I mean, I haven't been, but I've heard from other people. I mean, you know this. You go to South America, dude, and those women will do anything to come back with you to America. I mean, we're talking like, I mean, I've had, I have a friend who's in Poland, was having intercourse with a woman, with a Polish girl, and he was about to finish. Right, and she tried to pull him in. I mean, like, wow. We're talking, these women will do anything for a chance at American citizenship. Wow. I swear to God, this is no.
What do you do in that situation? What did he do in that situation?
He ripped her off of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, you want to have a fucking baby from another country?
How long was he going to be there for?
Yeah, but nah.
Did he have her number?
Can't be. I don't know.
Any contact information? Details.
I know. He's like 25 now. I
mean. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be crazy.
Nah, dude. No way. Good that he did that. No, but like I was saying, I mean, if we're talking to South Americans, forget about it, dude. I mean, you go over there.
Yeah.
That's like
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. I mean, everyone knows that. That's the place. I mean, anyone I know who's gone to Colombia.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Anyone I know who's gone to Colombia has had some kind of story,
dude,
about women. So before Elmar went on air, he was telling us a couple stories from over there because they just came back. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know a couple people. I don't even want to mention it. Like,
you said that, and I was gonna be like, so some of my friends went there, but I won't mention.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mention names because I mean, the stories that they have.
Yeah,
I mean, fucking hell, dude. No, it's like, it's out of like,
they
fucking
just want
movie.
To get out. Like, they just want to get out, and they want an opportunity. Like, they don't give a fuck about the guy. They're probably not gonna give a fuck about the child either. Like, they just want to get out of Colombia.
They want an excuse. Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. I think that if you get them out of there, like, it'll be you.
Yeah, you know. But they're gonna fucking cheat on you. Cause where did that interest come from? The interest came from a desire to
like,
go to America,
but like the
not
way,
from a desire
the way,
to love
the
this
way
person.
Female attraction works, like, sometimes it's not necessarily about looks. It's about the package that comes with it. So, like, there are females who, like, are with dudes because they have clout. Right? Yes. Yeah, but, like, here's the thing. Like, but that's not necessarily always the case, because there's a lot of women who are just genuinely just attracted to, like, clout. And a dude who like, has that kind of influence and popularity amongst
power.
People. And power. Yeah, they're attracted. Yeah. That makes a man attractive to them.
Yes.
Like dudes, a lot of it, I mean, yeah, for when you're looking for a girl, like when you're looking for when you're looking for a girl, like, to like let's just say, like, what you find physically, like, dudes value physical attraction significantly more than women do. And that's a fact.
Yes.
Women, I'll agree with women,
that. Wholeheartedly.
Women could go up to, like, a good look, really good looking dude, and if he doesn't know how to talk, they'll be turned off immediately, and they won't find them attractive anymore. Yeah. It's weird.
That's how ugly dudes pull bad bitches, exactly.
Because there's some ugly dudes. I know some dudes who aren't that good looking, and could pull women like you wouldn't believe, because they could spit fucking game.
Yeah,
they could spit game like I haven't seen it before, and they get the best looking women. I mean, that's the thing, man. You know, that's my point though about, like, it's not necessarily about how it's the who you are. Yeah, it's the who you are versus, like, how you look, kind of thing. Well, like, for dudes, it's like, if I'm gonna have sex, I don't care what you sound like, what you like, all this shit. Like, dudes, when dudes are horny and they're thinking with their dick, I mean, they'll do a lot. And I mean, you know, they don't care how fucking stupid a girl is, or how dumb she is, or how fucking crazy
or basic.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is.
I can agree with that in a way. Especially the first part, just saying that guys value looks way more than girls do, but I think there's still, like, if a girl is hot, but she is just a fucking bimbo. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's some instances, but it depends.
Childish.
It depends how long it's been since you've had sex.
Where did this conversation come from? This conversation came from foreign women fucking American guys and fucking having a child with them in order to get into America. So that's what brought on this statement. I'm not just talking about, you know, sex. If we're just talking about fucking a girl, then yeah, guys just give a shit about looks. Girls probably want to give it up for what? They want to give it up for somebody who is, like, to your point, that cocky, clout, all that shit. That's not just looks. So I'll agree with you there. But when I'm talking about, you know, getting into a relationship with somebody, I think that, yes, guys have that first initial... Like, a guy won't try to be with a girl if he doesn't find her attractive. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to force his way to love a girl. And if he does, it doesn't work out. Right? Experience. Yeah. It's what it is. Right? So, they'll have that first initial, okay, she's hot as fuck, she's worth my time, and I'm gonna pursue this. But as soon as then they find out she's a fucking bimbo, she's a fucking child, she doesn't know how to, like, talk or whatever, then I feel like that's a turn off as well.
Yeah, but dudes will
They'll stretch it. That's what I'm saying. It's not just fucking, though. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about anything other than looks, because when you go talk to your guys, it's not like you're gonna fucking bring them and they have to fucking present themselves.
Most dudes go down to Columbia.
You're just gonna show them their fucking Instagram.
Yeah, but most dudes go down to Columbia without the intention of marrying a woman. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, but they have the intention of fucking, like...
Exactly, so they don't care that a girl doesn't fucking speak English or whatever the fuck. Or fucking sounds like a bimbo or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I mean, half those women aren't even fucking high school educated, and they fucking walk around with their tits out, and their goal is to get some fucking American dude who's on vacation to fucking bring him back to the country and fucking marry them so that they have citizenship.
Do you think that works, though?
What? Of hell yeah, it works, dude.
No, I'm saying, does the relationship work?
What? Yeah. Because dudes will do any... Like, some of these dudes who, like... You have to think, there's guys who go down there who like, are just rich dudes who... either get pussy or don't get pussy. Like, they just find some fucking Colombian woman and they're like, holy fuck, I need this lady.
But she's definitely fucking somebody else.
Not always, dude. I disagree.
Listen,
I think you're thinking, I think there's obviously like a
Because these good girls are in love with them.
I think there's a good percentage. No, I disagree. I think that there are some cases where women will fall in love with a man because of the character. Because they because they saved her. That idea that they brought him out of their fucking country. Like, women will love a dude for what they've done to them or what they've done for them. You know?
What if, what if it's just some fucking bum-ass dude who's got a fuck ton of money and she's trying to get out?
Well, that's not all the cases, but maybe sometimes it is.
I'd like to know the fucking percentages on that. How many of those relationships end up in a divorce?
And then she takes half his fucking money.
It's exactly... That's what I'm fucking saying, dude. Like, it's already a 50% chance that you're going to get a divorce.
I don't know.
Add on top of that, the fucking relationship.
What do you mean 50%, dude? The divorce rate in the United States is already, it's like 60-something.
60-something?
Yeah, look up the divorce rate in the U.S. It's over 50%. I know that.
I thought it was 50. Don't give me fuck.
I'm almost positive that I'm correct on that. Look up divorce rate. It might be higher.
Almost, yeah. This is from 2022. It says, almost 50% of all marriages end up in divorce. They estimate 41% of first marriages, 60% of second, and 73% of third.
That's fucking crazy.
US well, I mean, those the sixth highest divorce.
Because usually those people, if they're bouncing around, they're going to keep bouncing around, you know.
What's crude divorce?
Who has the highest divorce rate?
Russia. But this is different. This is because it says we're sixth in divorce rate, but here we're fourth in this chart. So, highest divorce rates in the world.
Fuck that topic right there. Let's stick with this. I like this.
The Maldives.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Where's America? This says America's 13th. Oh, but this only goes to 2021.
Yeah, no, fuck the 2020. No, but look up like in total and cumulative.
How many? You can't look up cumulative. It has to be per capita.
No, I'm saying like I'm saying like not per year. Look up on on average.
This is annually.
Yeah, but like you see annually per 1,000 people. Do you see how that could be skewed?
Yes, like, no, you're married, no, that makes sense. Years. It makes sense because in America, we have many more people in America than they have.
Yeah,
the
but
Maldives.
I'm not saying to compare. I'm just saying what's the divorce rate on average from marriage to thing?
Highest percentage, yeah. You mean? Oh, okay.
What is the percentage? No, just look up like what is the percentage? Just don't look up divorce rate. What is the percentage of marriages that end in divorce? Yeah, right there. It's the same
That's
shit.
America. This is all America, though. Just Americans. Yeah, it's American.
Well, no, America, that's fine. I mean,
that's what matters to us. I mean, 50-50, it's like, damn, bro.
That's already 50-50.
I mean, what is that? How does that make you feel about your relationship?
God knows, man. I don't know. That's just, you just gotta keep going. I mean, that's also because, like,
half.
Yeah, there's a 50-50% chance, but I also know that there's also 50% of the population is definitely more retarded than me, so that's also partially why I think that that's also the case. And I think that religious...
That's actually a valid point.
I think that religious people also tend to be more... Not only more faithful because they have more moral guidance, but they tend to be less likely to divorce. I think
Americans?
That there's
Who?
No religious people because they're highly committed.
Yeah, but then you're not fucking happy and then you cheat.
Not necessarily because you have moral ground.
Dude, you say that. You say that. Get this. Alright?
I'll hear this. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll get shit for this, but whatever. So my last two girlfriends before my current, the one in high school, her father was a pastor. Dude, listen to this story. This shit's crazy.
Yeah, but that's
Hold on. Her father was a pastor. Literally a pastor. Not like a priest, like, It was one of the non-denomination bullshits. You know what I'm saying?
Those are always shifty, bro.
So
that's so this. I'm already. this isn't obviously what I'm talking about.
I went to their church one time and it was pretty weird. Like they had a band and like it was just a guy talking some jeans. Like I'm so used to the Catholic, like priest and the.
Catholic churches have bands like, now.
Yeah, but I had an organ. Like, just what I'm saying, my experience with church, like, very holistic, very, like...
That's what my church is,
Just very basic, like, your Catholic church. I go to this place, fucking pastor's up top, wearing a fucking jeans and a t-shirt, band playing, everyone's dancing.
So
like,
her father.
Her father, but he's not a pastor anymore, because he cheated on his wife, and the motherfucker had to literally go up. Because adultery is a sin, right? Had to go up in front of the whole church and, like, talk about it. And, like, explain why he did it, like, in front of everybody. And, like, I didn't realize this because, you know, priests from where I come from, they can't have significant others. They can't have kids. So, like, but apparently for them, like, the pastor's kid is, like, a big person. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone knows the pastor's kid.
Yeah,
because everyone knows the pastor. So, like, she was so embarrassed by that. I was like, oh, my God. And then my last girlfriend was very religious. Her dad was also really involved in the church, and he also cheated. So you say that religious people are
more
inclined.
Yeah, but I also think I think on average, from my experience... Well, I'll use a good example. No. So, like, traditional marriages from Europe. I mean, those people stuck by each other. I mean, we're talking
why would you stay if like
because like just, it's a commitment just to stay. Because it's a commitment that you make like till death do us part. Like people took that seriously at one point in time, and that was so, a thing, and like, that tradition gets passed down. And I understand it, and my goal is to stick with that as well. I mean, till death do us part. I mean, that's part of like the vows that you make. And if you get divorced, there's a reason why you can't.
So you're saying
get remarried
even if the other
church.
Person cheated, you would stay with them?
No, I'm not saying that. But
till death do us part.
No. But the point is like in that case, like well, some people stuck with them, like that, and those were like super religious, like. Put together,
hypocritical though. I feel like
it's because here's the thing: you could get a divorce, but you can't get remarried in the church because you're breaking your marriage vows. I mean, because at that point, when you become
fuck the church,
I disagree. I think that it's important to have that moral grounding because
church,
I think
the church, that the, my your dad, religion my should dad, have nothing to
my
do
dad,
with
my
your
dad,
marriage.
I think it has absolutely something to do
the
with
the religion
marriage.
Is based off a fucking fallacy, dude. Like,
no,
there's,
it's not.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Right.
Yes,
no.
It is. There's
fallacy.
So many religions
no.
in the fucking world, and you're going to tell me that because no. God
so,
for some
so
reason...
So you're saying in Islam and in Judaism, they don't think the same way?
No,
those,
I think it's
look
fucking
up,
retarded.
Look up that divorce rate, because I guarantee you that's minuscule compared to the Catholic religion. Minuscule. If you're gonna talk about fucking other religions, let's bring up Muslim and Jews, and let's see how. Let's look up how many Jews fucking get divorced a year. Let's look this up.
How many Jewish people get divorced?
I'm curious about this. Let's look this up. What is this? 5% and 5%.
Up. It's up 5%. Don't fucking bullshit.
Alright, what does this fucking mean, though? Give me percentages.
This is just giving totals. And increases. Wait. Downfall. They're saying drops and rises. It's not giving a set. Alright, hold on.
Seven % are divorced or separated.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, and
that's in 2016.
And wait. Yeah, but let's also. Can I just mention this too? And it's because And I'll tell you this, Jewish people are way more religious than Christians. You look at Jewish people.
No. The divorce rate in the Jewish community is the same as the general public, about 50%. When was this article written?
Probably recently. This is also Reform Judaism.
Yeah, but this is .org though, so I trust
Reform .org. Reform Judaism.
.org. You don't have to care about the fucking first part. You just care about Reform. That. That's a website. That's Reform. A government issued website.
I mean,
AKA.
All right, look up Orthodox Jew, because we're talking the most religious.
Yeah, it's just a certain sect.
Yeah, but again, the more religious you are, the less likely you are to get divorced. Look up Orthodox.
Unchain your wife. Okay, Jewish divorce rate's at 30, but this is in 2015. 2021. I can't tell. No numbers. 10% of U.S. Jews. Oh, no. Yeah.
I think that the more religious you are, the less likely you are to get a divorce, and the less likely you are to cheat. Like, really, like, families, and my father says, he's like, oh, families who pray together stay together.
Nah, blah, blah, blah.
I agree. I agree with that. I completely agree with that. I see all these, I mean, I go...
I think religion is a mental illness.
Alright, yeah, okay. I'm not gonna get into this debate.
I think we'll have someone, that debate
with someone, with
next the, episode. I think it's a mental illness. You, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's literally fucking crazy. You have no
Wait. What do you think of Neil deGrasse Tyson? Honestly, I just this is out there.
He's smart.
Yeah. So he, you know what he said? He said that you have that he has no right and you have no right to say that religion is wrong, because religion is a type of truth that's a personal truth that
it's you not don't a have. Truth. It's a belief.
No. Yeah. That you have no evidence backing against it. There's actually more evidence in support of Jesus Christ than God than against it. So
what?
Yep.
Says who?
I'll come with a plethora of evidence next episode.
Well, you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you all next fucking week.
It's gonna be a spicy one, as you can tell.
I'm gonna go
do my homework.
I'm gonna do even more homework.
I have sources that support it, and.
Find out next episode. Is there a God?
We've already done this, but
we'll do it again, goddammit! Hey.